Bridgeport's acting superintendent of schools and the Board of Education chair are expected to be in Hartford to talk with lawmakers about the nearly $39 million deficit the district is now facing, impacting thousands of students in the Park City. And there are also questions about whether or not the state needs to take over the finances of the Bridgeport School District. Joining us now is Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim. I would love to get his take on all of this. Mayor Ganim, welcome back to the show. You and I have talked about the brokenness, certainly between the superintendent, the Board of Education, well before this administration, the previous administration, beyond and on. You and I have talked about the issues, the brokenness of this. Let me start with that question, which has been prompted. What do you think about the state potentially taking over the finances, even if it's just temporarily?
Well, thanks for having me again, Melissa. It's a pleasure. And I'm on my way to Hartford, as you know, on the opening day of the session. And to your point, the conversations have already started. I'm deeply concerned about where we are with our Bridgeport Board of Education, the board, the finances, the thousands of students that, you know, matriculate every day in the or one of the largest school districts in the state, that we're not meeting the needs. And this challenge where now there's some $40 million missing, forensic audits are great. Hopefully we'll find out where the money went. Hopefully there's, you know, answers to that. But the money's gone. I hope it's not gone in a way that, you know, puts people in jeopardy for misspending to a level of concern. But $40 million is gone. And if there's no answers being provided, this may be the only option for the Bridgeport School District. We have to remember, our priority isn't to anyone but the students in the district. And right now, their future, their academic success is in serious jeopardy without any good answers being provided. And before I stop and go to the next question, I want to let you know I have great confidence in the new superintendent, but he's taken on a large task here that with no support, and this may be the only option. So my ears are starting to listen closely as to what we may have to do. Board members may have to resign. We may have to let the state come down as they did in West Haven. It wasn't the Board of Education in West Haven, but it was a takeover nonetheless. And so that we can put this thing back on track. Nobody's going to give, if they think the Bridgeport taxpayers are going to double taxes in the city of Bridgeport, the city council is going to raise taxes. That's not going to happen when you can't even account for the board can't even tell you where they spent or misspent or lost or somehow can't find $40 million. So, yeah, I'm very much on that track right now, unfortunately, again, with confidence in our acting superintendent, but he's only been on the job a month, and you can't just drop this on him. You know, right. Where have the board members been for the last number of years, allowing this, what was a balanced budget, and now $40 million gone? So it may involve the resignation of the board members. It may involve the takeover of a state board with a local input, ensuring that the students in Bridgeport schools are not going to lose an opportunity, their only opportunity for to matriculate through and to be successful going on to colleges or a successful life and career afterwards.
And we have Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim here, and when he refers to West Haven, he's talking about an example that actually I've brought up a couple of times on this show, which was when it was discovered that COVID funding was misused. And yes, there was a state oversight board that took over the finances of West Haven, not permanently, but temporarily that had to happen. So I don't want to put words in your mouth, but Mayor Ganim, do I understand you correctly? You are on board with the state taking over finances if that is the best option available to get the funding not only replaced, but have a more secure future for the 19,000 students in Bridgeport?
Yeah, I'm certainly open to that discussion, and we'll probably have those type of discussions in Hartford. There's nobody from the board. They've been there for years and have demonstrated no ability to manage or to support a superintendent. It's a terrible situation, and I feel I have an obligation as mayor. I don't have any control over the spending or the budgeting of the school district. I can't make one decision for them. I can't hire. I can't fire. I can't control. We give them millions of dollars a year. I can't control how that money's spent. But I do have the bully pulpit and the voice and the support of the people of the city of Bridgeport. And if I have to pound the table and tell them our students have to come first, and if adults have to make big boy decisions, adult decisions, as it's been framed, and either step aside, that may be what it comes down to. But we need to rectify this situation. I've got my sleeves rolled up, and I'll be in Hartford today talking to people on how we do it. We need, you know, there's $40 million missing. I support a forensic audit. I think that's great. But that's not going to bring the money back. It may show misappropriation of funds. It may show, people looking the other way and allowing things to happen. That's not right. That has to stop if it's happening. I've been through deficit situations, $20, $30, $40 million on the city side that I inherited in the past, and we've rectified those. I want that to happen with our Board of Education. I'll do everything I can for our students to make that happen.
Well, and, you know, Mayor Ganim, why I think you're a key person to talk to about this, you know, obviously not just as the mayor of Bridgeport, but you have such a history there. I understand that you are not on the Board of Education. Certainly you're not the superintendent, but you've been there for so long that you do know the history. So, for example, I was reading this document by one of the board members who actually is the finance chair of the board, Joe, and he shared with me what he called failure by design. A document, and I was reading through it, and it says from 2015 to 19, there were over 241 jobs lost, including kindergarten paraprofessionals. He talks about how this has been, like you and I talked about, an issue for a very long time. He said when the former superintendent, this is a few superintendents ago, Michael Testani was there, they came up with what was called the ESSER plan, but apparently that was removed as soon as Christine Baptiste Perez took over as the chair, and the majority of the board supported her in doing that. And it was, according to this document, it was kind of a downhill spiral from there. And so, as you just mentioned, it seems like there's obviously been a brokenness, but also sort of this power move of hiding, you know, what plans could be in place and kind of forgetting that the kids have to come first. This can't be an ego-driven thing. We have to do what we can to get Bridgeport back on some kind of a map, because Bridgeport is well below performing even other cities across the state of Connecticut. I mean, it's so blatantly obvious and it's so unacceptable.
Well, and it goes beyond that. We've had problems with the board for years. They've driven out. Fran Rabinowitz was a great superintendent we had. They drove her out. I've been through 5, 6, 7 superintendents.
Yeah.
This last one certainly left a bit to be desired, to put it. But the board, the mudslinging, the fighting, the inner fighting, the looking the other way, the protecting friends and family, it's got to stop. It's got to stop. And the children, our students, I can't even get an exact number of how many students are in the Bridgeport School District. Is it 19,000? Is it 20,000? Within 1,000. Just give me a number within 1,000. This type of thing is the responsibility of the board. You can't tell me the superintendent didn't give you the answers. That's why it is elected officials who need to either step up or step aside. And unfortunately, I think we're at the point where, as great orators as many of them can be with and reports put together, the buck stops. If the money's gone, there's a responsibility that lies on the board members along with the past superintendent. And they need to take a good hard look, as the state will and as we are, to say, what are we doing here? How do we fix this for the students? You've hit the nail on the head. So I support any of that. And we'll continue to be. This is the biggest challenge we have in Bridgeport right now.
Mm.
We've stabilized on the city side. We see development. We stabilized property taxes. We see real estate values going up. Crime has gone down over 5 years to its lowest levels, with drops of some 60% in violent crimes and homicides. You know, I just think we can't. Frankly, you're a loud voice. People listen to the station. I'm a loud voice. We can't look, not that we would look the other way, but I think, unfortunately, we have to step in with both feet. I'm going to ask the legislature to do that as well, the governor possibly if we need to, and move this forward. We have to address this. I want to stand around. I want to go around and be able to say that we are with credibility, that we provide the best quality public education in the Bridgeport School District. Money's not going to be an issue. Management's not going to be an issue. And anybody who comes and sends their children to the Bridgeport schools, not only are they going to be safe and in a good environment, but they're going to have the best quality education and every level that we can provide. And frankly, I feel a little bit, I have to pause if I'm going to say that with full credibility at this moment. I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, Mayor Ganim, you have reason to be concerned. Like you said, this has been historically a huge problem. But when you get to a point where we're close to $40 million that are just, it's just gone. I mean, I understand certainly, you know, I do get that, you know, hey, we don't want, I get that you don't want a big entity like the state saying, we know what's best for Bridgeport. I get that. I own that. I'm with you and I'm for that. However, if we're going to ask the state to say, hey, let's help out Bridgeport, let's cover a lot of this money, you can't ask for people to give you money and then say, we're going to take control of it. We have proven we are not ready to take control of our money because we got $40 million almost missing and kids who are left in the middle, in the crosshairs of it all.
And so I've committed to the acting superintendent. I stay committed to him. I think he wants to do the right things. He's going to need the support of the state and of the board. But, you know, last night a group came and they keep saying we've increased our funding. We could do more, but we increased our funding on the city side, which raises property taxes potentially every year. But to raise property taxes in the city with one of the highest tax rates, to give more money where you can't account for how it's being spent, mm-hmm. is not the answer and will never be the answer.
And I think people also have to know, Mayor Ganim, because this was something else when I was talking to teachers, and we'll take a quick break and come back to this, actually. But, you know, I don't know if people also realize that these are people that they're voting in. You know, the Board of Education, these are people that the residents of Bridgeport are voting in. And, you know, we'll talk about that, actually, because we've got traffic and weather really quickly. We're going to come right back to chatting with Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim about the mess that's going on with the school district and nearly $39 million deficit. We've got Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim here. We're talking about the situation of a nearly $39 million deficit facing the Bridgeport School District right now. We know that the board and the superintendent, the mayor, they all want an audit done. We all want to know where that money went. Absolutely. What I wanted to talk about really quickly, Mayor Ganim, I know you're on the way to Hartford. I know we are running out of time, but something else that maybe can be done on the educational side of things. When I sat down with teachers back in the fall of 2024 and they were really upset, this was after that scathing report regarding Dr. Carmela Levy-David came out. I had Dr. Levy-David on the show, but I also wanted to talk to teachers and hear from them personally. I sat down with maybe 20 teachers off hours on their own time. I came into Bridgeport. I had a meal with them. I just wanted to hear from them directly. And one of the things that, I mean, they're aware of it, certainly, but the thing that I think kind of took them back was they, like you, are very upset with the way that the dysfunctionality of the board and the superintendent and all that. And I said, yeah, but you guys vote them in. The board gets voted in by residents, by teachers, by you guys. And they sort of kind of took it aback and they thought, well, no. And yeah, no, they do. You all vote these people in. What do you think we could do better to maybe put, I'd say, more qualified, not even more qualified, but people who actually care about the betterment of the children of Bridgeport? How do we either inform voters how important it is to show up for Board of Education roles? How do we do that? How do we even improve the board?
Well, that is a perfect, very good question. And they are elected officials. They're really not accountable to anyone. They kind of get buried in the middle of the, you know, the election ballot.
Right.
And you know, and they just kind of get voted in at times. But and you're right. I don't fault anybody for their maybe their position in life that may not be accentuated by education. I prefer people that have children in the school district, have an educational background, have some management skills, and they can work collectively with other members and a point person, a superintendent, with a focus. What we've seen is I'll call it petty politics, mm-hmm. mudslinging, hiding the ball, and not supporting a plan or an agenda. And then if that isn't bad enough, okay, which would give you a neutral effect, you've got the mismanagement, as you've mentioned, and we all know, some, you know, almost $40 million with no level of accountability by the elected officials who this falls squarely on their lap, and that's the board members. It calls for resignations, unfortunately. It calls probably for state intervention at this point because the city can't intervene. All I hear is, give us more money, give us more money, raise taxes, and give us more money. I want to give more money. I think teachers are underpaid in Bridgeport. I think the student-teacher ratio, in other words, smaller classrooms, is still a challenge.
Huge challenge.
I think the metrics that the metrics that I used to laud on the percentage of students that go on to college, the reduction in the dropout rate, and the focus and that we were making gains on for a number of years, I can't talk about that anymore. Generally, as a reality or perception for Bridgeport, or particularly with any parent or student, I'm very concerned.
Right. Well, and you would sound so ridiculous, to put it simply. You know what I mean? Like, how can you yeah. boast about it when you know it would sound tone deaf? If you're like, no, everything is fine. No, it's not. You know, and you know that. So I mean,
it bothers me. Yeah. And my challenge and my responsibility is, unfortunately, you know, I always like to, as you know me over the years, I always look at the positive side, and we do have a lot of positive stuff going on in our school district. Absolutely. I don't think we have a moment to really go into that today. But because at this point, I think we do ring that alarm bell, mm-hmm. you know, and we have to say, what happened here?
Yeah.
And it's almost not only where we now, where are we going to be over the next year or two?
Yeah, exactly.
You need not only a budget, you need a 3-year financial plan. Our district, and we're helping them with it, with a capital plan. We're building new schools. Mm-hmm. But the facilities are critically important. But what goes on in the classroom, the morale of our teachers, you know, the challenges they have, special ed needs are huge.
Yeah.
These things have to be addressed and just can't be ignored because, you know, board members don't want to make tough decisions along the way.
Yeah.
Or
tough.
Maybe they don't have the ability or competency, as you kind of hinted to. And I have to kind of agree with you from what I've seen.
Well, Mayor Ganim, I appreciate it. We have run out of time. Please be safe going up to Hartford. I know we will be in touch throughout the session and certainly on this particular issue in Bridgeport. Thank you so, so much. We appreciate your time.